This is more than music, it's more than CD, it's more than radio, it's more than TV, more than your hip hop, more than your rap, more than your crowds, more than your claps, more than album sales, more than album buys. And if you don't live it, then this album lies. More than savings, direct deposits, more than skeletons hiding in your closets, more than New York, more than the tri-state, more than who I like it, more than who you hate, more than who in jail, more than who got shot, more than my neighborhood, more than your block, more than who you drugging, more than who you've been up.
More than a winner. Then your church. Welcome to the Soldiers of Christ show. I am your host, Michael Anthony Oliva, the Hip Hop Catholic. Today is February 21st, the first Sunday of Lent, the 40 days that the King spent in the desert with the devil and was tempted from the devil, and he did not fall for the false promises of the devil. So I get right into it, and I give you a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "The priest shall receive the basket from you, and shall set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Araman, who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as an alien. But there he became a nation, great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing hard labor upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and he heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand, outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders. Bringing us into his country, he gave us his land flowing with milk and honey. Therefore, I have now brought you the first fruits of the products of the soil, which you, O Lord, have given me, and have set then before the Lord your God, you shall bow down in his presence." The word of the Lord. You know, I do this show. I am a Catholic Christian. I am proud to be Catholic. I have friends of mine who are from different denominations, and they say, "You Catholics are crazy." You're right. We are crazy. Crazy for the Lord, my friend. Crazy for the Lord. Sky's the limit. It is all good. It is all love. Christian unity. We need to overcome our petty differences and come together as one and take back America as a Christian country. Because this country was built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll say it again last week. I'll say it again this week. It is what it is. Jesus is the head. The church is his body. Okay? That is the way it works. Jesus is God. Well, I'm going to say something right now. I have a new artist out of Queensbridge. My man Chris. It's C.H.R.I.S, which means Christ has risen inside. And I'm going to get into his track, okay? My man Chris. Track is called Live It. I don't care if you rap about guns, cars, money, this and that. This man right here will turn you out. He's a soldier of Christ.
If you really think about it,
yeah, New York City.
If you don't mind, let the whole world know.
Stand up.
But you really don't have to panic.
Five boroughs.
If you really don't mind,
Queens. Popping like something that you ain't never heard, and that's my every word. I live off his every word. I'm spitting every verb for those human heavy birds, puffing at every herb. The battle of Gettysburg, they despising the cross and idolizing the Porsche without realizing, of course, how many lives did it cost. And I see the compassion of my Jesus in action. He showed me a baby, but didn't show me the contractions. It's affirmative action, embedded burn with a passion. I'm quick to listen, but to speak, I'm as slow as molasses. And my flow been bananas since hydro and them glasses. Used to roll with the ratchet, and now I roll with with the master. My life before Christ, chill, a total disaster. I was preordained, man, just check out the chapters. Romans 8, 29 is totally massive, but 28 is my check and I already cashed it. That I was just another Christian whack rapper who talked about things they never been through, and that's a true thought. But I ain't blowing smoke like a Newport. I got saved off of my mistake. She tore the roof off, lowered me down, eyes redder than your nose on Rudolph. Them days is wild, but now I got a new walk. I switched cities and got a new jersey like Newark. Follow me down to the streets, some of the church think they out of our reach. The shepherd leads, but the sheep get sheep. My prayers God speak to my spirit and direct my feet. I don't preach, but he prepared me with the gospel of peace. And I'll teach from Finland to Far Rockaway Beach. Saved from hell, saved by the bell like Zach Morrison's speech. The chain can only be broken through one weak link. 7 days without prayer really makes one weak capiche. It was based on his wisdom, not the sensationalism. Every sentence I mention's heavily laced in repentance. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, they do things that seem to amaze you, but God knew way before they do. We're the salt of the earth, but most of us wanna be basil. He wants to marry us, but you want the Father to date you. Self-examination, we're self-contaminated with self-infatuation and self-congratulations. Mortify the deeds of the flesh on a daily basis. My medication is meditation and adoration. Through conversation with God, I'm building a strong relation. Preachers are falling off due to a lack of application. This is an entertainment, a part of a strange arrangement. No introduction, cause me and Jesus is well acquainted.
This is a revolution that has just begun. That is my man Chris from Queens. That's PK's boy, the preacher's kid, Mr. Dwight Pete Ricks, pastor over at Victory Church. Let me explain something to you all folks and everyone here that understands where I'm coming from. You don't know where I've been, you don't know what I've been through, and you have no idea, okay? You have no idea where I have come from. I have been born again in my church, which is the Catholic Church. I am a Christian. The church has been around for 2,010 years. We have been scrutinized. We have been prejudiced against. We have been taken down, and we will not be run over whatsoever. Nor do I ever, ever run game on other denominations. We are brothers and sisters through baptism. As Chris said in the thing, I do my meditations and adorations. I sit in the adoration, the chapel with Jesus, and I sit there and I listen and I meditate and I let God speak to me, because the Holy Spirit has blessed me with this powerful universal voice. And if you want to go into a dictionary and read universal, it means Catholic. So let's not go there when we want to go there. The New Testament is the same in every single faith. The New Testament is the same in every single denomination. If God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Happy moments, we need to praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. And painful moments, trust God. But every moment you need to thank God, because let me tell you something, if you think for 1 second that you're going to run game and your plan, God gave you free will. You can do what you want. Trust in Jesus, trust in God, trust in the Holy Spirit, and your life will turn out to be better. You will grow in goodness, you will grow in grace. I am not perfect, I am not a Messiah, okay? I am just an instrument Jesus is using me as an instrument to reach different denominations and bring together a Christian unity, and that's what we have done. Me, Dwight Pete Ricks, my man Chris, hopefully Brian Smith CD will be here soon. We got Father Stan Fortuna from the South Bronx, a Catholic priest who raps hip-hop soul. I keep it and I say it in Jesus' words, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst, for justice they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice's sake. Joe Cavallo, my brother, I love you. I will see you soon. For theirs is a kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, speaking falsely, say all manner of evil of you for my sake. They can speak the evil they want. They see me 3 years ago, see me now, and they're like, what happened? This kid lost his marbles. I didn't lose my marbles. I got it right. What I mean by getting it right is going and I'm running with the king. You ever hear the old Run DMC song, Down with the King? Well, I'm down with the king. So there ain't nothing of the flesh, not one person of flesh, that could do wrong to me. I will raise my children that way. I will try to keep my family intact with it. I will give blessings to my mother, and I will honor Mary. See, people get it twisted with the Catholic faith. They think we praise Mary. We honor Mary. Do you understand? We honor Mary. God chose her for a reason. So she should not be forgotten. Okay? Our mass is about Jesus. It's not about saints. It's not about this. We don't repeat Calvary. We repeat the Last Supper as a celebration to never forget what Jesus told us to do in memory of him. The body and blood of Christ has cured me and has made me a different person with compassion, with love, with... I can't even explain it. But now we get into another track, because if you don't believe in the devil, spend one night in New York City and you will. And this is from Preacher's Kid, Sodom and Gomorrah, because we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you don't think we are, then my man, you need to shut up my show and go watch Jersey Shore on MTV or some other show that you want to go watch, because this ain't for you. For all my soldiers, put your armor on, get ready, we're going to battle with the devil. This is what it is. Michael Anthony Oliva has been reborn, stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. We are going into track Sodom and Gomorrah, Preacher's Kid, and I'll come back with more. Liturgy, baby.
Yo, scriptures! For this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke, get out of here. No more fear. We preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Raving in wolves inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift and make room, but you too haste. smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God, and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters cover up, letting everything show. Lord have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, seek God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. This ain't for the babes, for those that know. Seeing all the sin and still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people with the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them, and that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Oof! If you don't believe the devil still roams the earth and tries to grab souls and take them away, believe it. My friends, I'm a cradle Catholic. I was raised Christian, Catholic, and I left the church for 20-something years, and then through my younger son who went to CCD, which means continuing Christian doctrine at Catholic school, I was saved, not overnight. It took some time. St. Paul was saved in 3 days. It took me 3 years. God took me through hell just to get me to heaven and to bring out a voice that can show people. I don't care if you're a Protestant Christian or a Methodist Christian or a Pentecostal or a born again or a Catholic. We are all Christians. We are all brothers and sisters through baptism. I get into a second reading, and this is Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 13, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, as one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. For Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all. Did you hear that? The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You can go in your room quietly if you like and just pray and ask the Lord to come into your life, and he will come into your life. But you got to do it with a sincere heart. I've had people come up to me and say, I want to get into that Christ thing. That Christ thing? Now, you see, that right there to me is an insult. It's an insult to me. This is a man who was tortured, who was near death. He is God. Jesus is God. Do you understand that? He is man God. God put him here. He was 100% man and 100% God. No other man would ever have been tortured like that and lasted the way he did, to a perfect death, to abolish our sins so we can sin and then repent. Now, I got questions for you. What does man have a desire for God? Why does man have a desire for God? Well, God himself, in creating man in his own image, has written upon his heart the desire to see him. Now, even if this desire is often ignored, which we also, a lot of us do ignore because God gives us free will, God never ceases to draw man to himself, because only in God will he find and live the fullness of truth and happiness for which never stops searching, by name and by vocation. Therefore, man is a religious being capable of entering in communion with God. This intimate and vital bond with God converges on men, on man and woman, his fundamental dignity. Now, how is it possible to know God with only a light of human reason? Well, starting from creation, that is, from the world and from human person, through reason alone, one can know God with certainty as the origin and the end of the universe, as the highest good, and as infinite truth and beauty. Now, you see, God, I'm sure, has made everyone good. You could say Alex Rodriguez is a good ball player. Derek Jeter is a good ball player. Tom Brady is a good quarterback. But you have to understand something, okay? And keep it in mind, God wants us to be holy. He does not want us only to be good. He wants us to be holy. This is a life that you have to take on and live. This Lenten season is 40 days. I'm a sinner as much as you are. My church is full of sinners. Your church is full of sinners. You find me a church that ain't full of sinners, and I'll go join that church. Every church is full of sinners. Every church has manipulators. Every church has people that will come in and try to ruin the church. But after 2,010 years, the Catholic Church still stands, and there are people out there that will bash it and bash it fully because the Vatican makes money and this and that. There's other churches that make money too. I will never disrespect someone else's denomination, because if that is what's making you happy, God bless you. The Lord is smiling. The Lord is smiling. And I'll read Psalms every day of the week, because Psalm 23 is, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures you let me graze. To safe waters you lead me. You restore my strength. You guide me along the right path for the sake of your name. Even when I walk through a dark valley, I fear no harm, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff give me courage. You set a table before me as my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. This is your audition. Do not fall victim to the city of man, because the city of God is going to be glorious. So now that I went to the second reading, I love playing the music. We're going to get into something here from my man Chris from Queens, okay? And this is a youth tribute, because we need to get our youth on track what life is really about, and teach our children what needs to be done here in America, because we're losing our younger generation to the devilish ways of society, of gossip.
I want to talk to y'all for a minute, because this ain't a game. We are losing our youth to the streets and to drugs. the body gotta form like one. And help these kids, man. Chris.
Yo, John grew up in a home that was full of drama, living with grandma, wondering why mommy and dad don't want him. It was hard being a man without a father's inspiration, so the devil set a trap and made the streets his replacement. Ain't seen any hustles make cheese off his buns. So grandma, he was managing Mickey D's by the tunnel, had a stash full of hundreds, gun and masks, like he hunting, bought a vest and Corchette, and told his homie he ain't frontin', built his rep on the streets of Jay, money on a mission, didn't know the streets were watching, and the cops was there listening. Late at night, he got a phone call from Lil Tito, said his cousin had a friend who wanted weight 2 kilos, so he grabbed the 2 bricks, 2 guns, 1 vest, 1 chain with a cross, said a prayer, and he left. The same night he got knocked, shot a cop with a 9, eligible for parole 2029, fam.
Man, that's reality right there. Now some people may say, I can't see that, man. I don't know nobody that did that long in jail. I don't know nobody that shot a cop. Well, I got another story for you. Chris, one more, let's go.
Lil Lana had made it, so was seen. Headed to college, acquiring knowledge. It was a dream, cause she ran into a man everybody called her team. She thought he was cute, dressed nice and flashed a little green. He was far from a hustler, not a fighter, but a lover. One sister, 2 brothers, same father, different mother. Lil Lana didn't know he was living undercover. She wasn't the only one who had been under his covers. It wasn't till later on that she finally discovered. By then it was too late. She had a cake in the oven. She thought it was great and that this would make it. And my husband, once later, Lana planned a little date with her cousin, when all of a sudden pain in the base of her stomach, test results came back, and they left the doctor puzzled. The words that he said, not even a cold heart could utter. She and the twins, HIV from a lover, man.
Now you gotta look at yourself and say, what is it that I can do to help change this? And trust me, it's not a church revival. Now a church revival has its place, but the streets need a revival from the church. The Bible says go and compel men to come, not stay.
Yo, this is my heart's cry to all those living the dark life. Fast life driven at Mach 5, a victim of insufficient conditions. Mind split like apartheid, standards are low, and meanwhile, sin is a mile high. Take a look through a child's eyes, trying to be wild fly. Disrespecting a mother, still sleeping with wild guys. But in her heart, she wanna be chastised. And in his heart, she know he's fronting and he needs to be baptized. I can identify, see, I was a night creeper whose clothes froze, exposed tighter than white Peter's light. Read up and proceeded to bag up a light. Read up, little did I know that he'd make me a Christ seeker. And all the time that I ran from him, I could have ran to him. Instead, I ran with fast movers that blast movers and the cash rulers. Now the regret for my past rulers, nothing but time on my hands to reflect. It was mad foolish, man.
You only see that it's foolish when you step outside of it. And when God has delivered you, or while you're in it, sin has a grip on your mind. Nothing is wrong with what you're doing. You're just trying to feed your daughter, or you're trying to feed your son. But see, God got another plan, and he gonna provide for you. And you ain't gotta sleep around with guys, because you need love. God is all the love you need. It's Chris.
My man is speaking the truth. My man is speaking the truth. Do you know how many of people I know that would say to me, I'm just trying to provide for my kid, man. I need to provide for my kid. God knows my situation. God knows my situation. I need to be doing this. You don't need to be doing nothing. My man, I hustled for years. For years. And on the inside, I was depressed. I had money. I had cars. I had girls. I had this, I had that, and on the inside, I was depressed. Until I turned my life over to the Lord, and he has now delivered for me a righteous life to where I feel right about myself, and where I feel and where I am. Those thoughts in your head, the lepers in your head, they go away. It's spiritual warfare. I've had people come up to me and say, well, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can get ready to do this. Listen, you ain't ready to do it. You ain't ready to do it. God gave you free will. You do what you want to do. You do what you want to do. Okay? I'm going to give you a reflection of today. This comes out of Luke 22:19, and I'll give you a reflection. This is my body, which is being given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Basically, that's what a priest says every day at the end of Mass. This is my body, which is being given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Luke 22:19. Your reflection for today. Christ is love for us. Behold the Eucharist. Love that gives itself. Love that remains. Love that communicates itself. Love that manipulates itself, multiplies itself, sorry. Love that sacrifices itself. The Eucharist is the love that unites us and the love that saves us. Pope Paul the VI said that. And then the prayer for today is, Ho, a holy banquet in which Christ is received. The memory of his passion is recalled. The soul is filled with grace and a pledge of future glory is given to us. Now, I have had friends of mine who left church, or the Catholic Church for that matter, and said, well, they're all about the money, or I had a problem with this priest. Then go to another church. Are you kidding me? Because let me explain this to you. No matter what priest or whatever you've seen or whatever you saw or whatever you had done or whatever was done or whatever beefs you have, the church is still Christ's bride. Don't ever get it twisted. Okay? Christ is the head. The church is his body. The church is his bride. It is pure. The church will always be pure. If there are people in the church that are not right, they're going to have to deal with God at Judgment Day. And you could ask anyone else. You could ask my born-again Christian friends the same thing, and they'll tell you the same thing in their church. Or you could ask my Protestant friends. You could ask my Baptist friends. This is not just one church that the problem is. Catholics are Christians. I had someone say to me one day, are you Catholic or are you Christian? My man, Catholics are Christian. Catholic is our faith. That is our church. I am a Christian. I am a born-again Christian. In my Catholic faith, I was born again. Yes, I was. Born again. Heart surgery 7 years ago, died on a table, came back to life, still ran the streets like I thought I was nobody's business, didn't care, and I came back glorified and in grace because I accepted the Holy Spirit inside of me. And what I do is, and I'll do it all the time, and I'll say it all the time, and I keep it going. I say, the Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protector. Glory to the Holy and Undivided Trinity, now and forever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us bless and exalt God above all forever. Almighty and everlasting God, to whom we owe the grace of professing the true faith, grant that while acknowledging the glory of eternal Trinity, adoring its unity, we may through your majestic power be confirmed in this faith. Defended against all adversities through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. It begins and ends with Jesus. Do you understand? Let's get it right. Let's clear it up and get it right. You see, saints, the saints are there to make you feel like you're in heaven. These are men who died, were beheaded, were martyred because of their love for Christ. You don't want to acknowledge them as saints? That's your prerogative. Not a problem. God bless you. I love you still. It's all good. I pray to Jesus every night. You understand? But I also honor his mother, Mary. She has brought me things that are beautiful. Have you ever heard of Lady of Lourdes? You know, in Lourdes, France, a miracle happens every year. Mary, Lady of Lourdes, a miracle happens in France every year in Lourdes, France. Now you tell me, is it made up? Is it intervention? I don't get it. You tell me. Bring it down. We're going to bring the house down. And how we're going to bring the house down? I'm going to tell you how we're going to bring the house down right now. Okay? We're going to get into another track. My man Chris. Okay? This is It Ain't About Me. This is a hot track. My man from Queens. Loving this kid right here. Another soldier of Christ. Coming from a different denomination. Bringing the unity together. Showing that us Christians can be together as one. And settle our petty differences. Because the New Testament is all the same. Get it with me.
And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have to make free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin. Hey, it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have to make free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin. Hey, it ain't about
me. My closet is filled with prayers from this novice. God, I need you to walk me through every part of the process. I'll only do this as long as you pour your spirit upon us. And I'm a goner, without you I'm a performer. Performers, they can't minister.
Why?
Because a minister serves when a performer needs to be serviced. A minister, I know it sounds sinister, but can you live what you spit? Day to day, after the pad and the pen is up, the truth is, if the shoe fits, then you hit. I die daily and it shows like blue lips. I spit fire like my tongue was two sticks. It's about him, forget about doing music. All I really want is to bring glory to God. I know that I'm chosen like I was holding Moses' rod. In this season, he's the reason I'm even breathing. And I ain't leaving until me and Jesus is either
seen. It ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
who could do it? I'm just a vessel he uses. The gift he gave me, I will effectively use it. And not for secular music. And I have already proved that sweet and bitter waters won't come from the fountain he's using. Call me a tree right by the river. I'm not moving. This album was pushed back due to some needed improvers. Christ is risen inside me. Didn't you read the name? I am not the same. To live as Christ in the dying game. I played a lot of games and had to shake off a lot of chains. But coming with God wants is as hard as dodging the rain. But I'm still here and my vision is real clear. And it's real here. I was that brother that killed beers, wasted real years, ended up crying some real tears. And my prayers was from my heart to God's ears. And for 4 years, I stood still like four deers, caught in the headlights. So God said, go
it
big,
ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this.
Hey,
it ain't about me.
You don't know what it took me to get here.
Nope.
And the things I endured on this year.
So
that's why these bars are sincere. I had to affirm that my heart was sinclear. I'm sure that I've been called and chosen to name a few. The mistakes that I've made, I could have easily blamed a few. That's not what I came to do. I came to proclaim the truth. When I'm done, extinguish the roof. My major aim is the youth in every aspect. See, God gets all glory. I resemble the Father. No need to go on, Mario. The Lord taught me if I walk with him, he'll talk for me. I did a 180 like a 20 ounce in 440. Joe, his blood bought me, and his spirit is what taught me. I am empty, the Holy Ghost fills me, and God pours me. The S-O-N is shining and says that he'll restore me. He's all three in one, Jesus is what we call
him. It ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me, it's him, Jesus. And all I really need is him, Jesus. I have been made free in him, so I'll give him glory until I leave this skin.
Hey,
it ain't about me.
It ain't about me, it's about him. You know, I'll read you something. Psalm 86, and this is a prayer in a time of distress. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in distress. And I was in distress for many years, man. People that know me and know my situation and what was the deal and what I had to deal with. And you know what? But good things came out of it. But hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and oppressed. Preserve my life, for I am loyal. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Pity me, Lord. To you I call all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant. To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. Lord, you are kind and forgiving, most loving to all who call on you. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for help. In this time of trouble I call, for you will answer me. None among the gods can equal you, O Lord, nor can their deeds compare to yours. All the nations you have made shall come to bow before you, Lord, and give honor to your name. For you are great and do wondrous deeds, and you are God alone, our God. Teach me, Lord, your way, that I may walk in your truth, single-hearted and revering your name. I will praise you with all my heart. Glorify your name forever, Lord my God. Your love for me is great. You have rescued me from the depths of Sheol. O God, the arrogant have risen against me. The ruthless have sought my life, and to you they pay no heed. But you, Lord, are merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, most loving and true. Turn to me, have pity on me, give your strength to your servant. Save this child of your handmaid. Give me a sign of your favor. Make my enemies see to their confusion that you, Lord, help and comfort me. You cannot stop me. You cannot stop the soldiers of Christ. Man of flesh does nothing. I don't work for man. I work for God. That is the bottom line. That's what it comes down to. So now I get into another track because we're getting to the end of our show. Well, not really the end of the show, but we're going into the Preacher's Kid, I Had a Dream. I love it. It's hot. It's ridiculous. The man is powerful. He speaks the truth through the gospel, rapping. Better than half the rappers out there. These dudes that are rapping on the show now had deals with other things, trying to rap about cars, this and that, and were saved and now rap the gospel.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together.
I had a dream. My pops preaching to the nation. Millions of souls claiming salvation. My mother taught women how to be wives. Don't stand behind your man right on his side. My wife taught girls how to be ladies, highly esteem yourself, from a seed to a daisy. My children, just spreading good news, rebuking spirits, witchcraft and abuse. Preachers held higher than precedent, standing ovations when accepting the edifice. Young people just living for the Lord, in school not ashamed, throwing up their swords. Being a virgin was popular to marriage. Satan's after you, he's a spiritual savage. And pastors were the true role models, and robbed the church or drank the bottle. I had a dream. Church had 100% tithing. No backbiting, no backsliding. No jealousy, no more envy. If I made a mistake, they won't condemn me. New Year's Eve, a born again parade. Millions of us screaming, now Jesus saved. Jesus' name, we preach with authority. Physically, spiritually, no more poverty. We follow Christ just like disciples. No nothing have more value than my Bible. The anointing was the most wanted thing, and Jesus Christ was the most wanted king. I had a dream. Church and still go to hell. Believe me, that sin ain't hard to tell. Get right, church, and let's go home. The King of Kings is on his throne. It's time to get life while we got life, so the lifesaver can change your life. It's your life and it's your choice. And I got one mic and I got one voice, and I'ma let it be known that this is the way. Choose who you wanna serve on this day. I'ma preach this until I stop breathing. Don't mind me, I'm just daydreaming.
Gets on my show. We roll with the big boys. We roll with the big boys because Jesus is the real host of this show. No, I am not Jesus, but he is using me as an instrument. He's the real host of this show. And I learned that from going to a hip-hop concert, Christian hip-hop concert at the Victory Church, when the MC said, "Give it up for the real host of the show, Jesus Christ." So now I pay homage to them, and I will say it like this. I am a Christian. I am proud of it. Maybe I'm a Catholic. I'm a born again. I'm everything. I'm everything. I'm all wrapped in one. The Lord put me here for a reason. I got a fire inside of me that cannot be touched, and I will get into the gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on a parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guide you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your feet against the stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall now not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The man is king. The man was tempted. The devil tried to manipulate him, like people try to come in your life and manipulate you into thinking you could smoke weed and read the Bible and you could hustle because it's your way you need to be to support your kids. It's all a bunch of BS. If God brings it to you, he will bring you through it. Happy moments, you praise God. Difficult moments, you seek God. Quiet moments, you worship God. Painful moments, you better trust God. And every moment, thank God. I want to send a special prayer out to my grandpa, Michael. I love you to death. You are my heart and soul. Jesus is with you, baby. We're going to get through it. And we're going to get into another track. And this track goes out to my family. This is from Chris, okay? This is called I Do Love You. This goes out to my family, my kids, a special woman in my life who happens to be one of my best friends that has seen me change, seen me go through a lot of difference in my life. So I want to play this. Stop.
Yo, Claire, you've been there when I threw in the towel. And I know that you prayed me through every test and them trials. When people doubted and said we never make it as well. How I look at them same people like, look at us now. At times I feel I let you down cause we ain't walking down the aisle. You deserve it, you're more than worth it and you make me so proud. I remember the days with no heat, cable, a house phone. Just me, you, and Brittany asleep on a futon. You taught me to pray and God would make a way for the fun. And you knew how to stretch a buck and make a cake out of crumbs. We've been through so much in 6 years of marriage. God has been faithful and I'm grateful we're still at it. The past before me, see none of that there mattered. You was made for me before your parents had parents. In the womb of my mother, God grew me to love you. And I'll die so that you can live, baby, I didn't stutter. Come on.
I do love you.
Concerning you, I don't know just where to start. From the moment I saw your face, I knew from there you had my heart. My baby's so beautiful, and your daddy's little girl. There's nothing I wouldn't do if I could, I'd give you the world. I know that I'm hard on you, number one, because you're the oldest. My focus is just to mold you into a beautiful lotus. I'll continue to fuss until you can see your potential. Your call like Esther and Ruth to bring change that is so essential. Brittany, you know I'm fortunate to have you in my life. Your mom will make you a lady and teach you to be a wife. My job is to be there, rain, sleet, or snow. You need it, I got it, this is something you already know. I see that I spoil you, who cares, you're my daughter. One day you'll be a doctor, a teacher, or my lawyer. It don't matter to me, just be what God called you. And when the rapture will happen, just make sure that y'all caught up. Yo. Dedicated to my boys. Amen. Papa and Jay still probably playing with your toys. Papa, my first son, that's why I gave you my name. Christopher means era of Christ, don't be ashamed. Amen. I love the fact that you're different and ain't afraid to express it. No tears come to my eyes when I see you preaching your message. Uh-huh. Using your mommy's comb as your wireless microphone. Look at this boy, flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. And Jay, what could I say? You're a spitting image of me. You know what they say, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Your hands is always somewhere they ain't supposed to be. The bishop said you remind them of Joshua. I agree. And even at three, I see that you'll probably live to be a servant who serves with all of the strength and ability. My prayer is y'all three would be better than me. Do what I never did and see what I'll never see. Come on.
I gotta say this. Never give up on your children. Never give up on your family. Never give up on your good friends. Never give up on hope. Never give up on love. This show, what I'm about to speak of, is off my head. I don't write nothing down. You will be tempted in days to come. I gave up smoking cigarettes. I smoked cigarettes for years, and I've given up smoking cigarettes for this Lenten season. For 40 days, if Jesus was tempted in the desert by the devil, by his persuasive and manipulating ways, then I could do a little thing of giving up smoking cigarettes and save my health so I could raise my kids and live to see them be 18, 21, become a doctor, a president, whatever they want to be. Okay? When you shoot for the stars and you think you're going to become a millionaire, you're going to get shot down. And if you think money's going to solve your problems, my friend Biggie Smalls said it best, more money, more problems. Because I've been there, done it, and have been there. But a fire is inside of me that I can't even explain because I have let the Holy Spirit work with me and stay inside of me. And I have touched people in the last 6 months of my life more in 6 months than I did in 34 years on this earth. I have brought people back to the church. If it's the Catholic Church, if it's a Christian, whatever church it is, we are all Christian. Do you understand? Stop with the petty differences. Who don't believe in the Pope? Who don't believe in this? Who don't believe in that? I'm not going to get into all this. It begins and ends with Jesus. And if you think the Catholic Church is not about Jesus, well, then you have been sadly mistaken and you have been sadly wrong, because you could open up a catechism of the Catholic Church and you will see that Jesus is not white with blue eyes and blonde hair. He practically is black. Olive skin and wool hair. Don't get it twisted. Go to a library. Go check it out. Go see your facts. See your facts. See what goes on before you judge. Judge others and you'll go around in circles in your life. Because that's what I did for many years. I judged other people and I was doing what I was judging them on. So now I say to each his own. You don't like it? God bless you. You do what you want to do. God has given you the grace and the glory to do what you need to do. But unless you go into God's grace, my man, you're going to be in fire depths of hell. You need to get to heaven. Because if you fall victim to the city of man, you will never rejoice in the city of God. So before I leave, we're going to end with a track because I love it. It's from the Preacher's Kid, okay? And it's You Can't Stop Me. Because you can't stop me. You will not stop me. God bless you. Good night. I love all of you. All my listeners. Maybe come back with a last word. Probably not. We're at the end of the show. God bless you. Good night.
I walk through the valley and I ain't even shook. I'm in the library with 66. I got a song and I got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 looks. You in Hell's Kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors. World priesthood, 66 waiters. 66 rhymes, 66 lines. Download this song 66 times. Listen, this for 66 Christians. Don't let Satan move you out position. No matter the condition, we not flinching. Fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Warfare, keep your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. Preach the risen savior on all blocks. Like a pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch the spirit man and change your door locks. My Bible clock when I hear the door knock. Preach Jesus saves until the war stops. Holy Ghost party fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot.
your weak spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar. Bow to Messiah. Old armor, God, spiritual attire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise and my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he's been out the tomb. Take up the Esau, fall in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no why. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
Christ are here, we are here, we are not going anywhere. I am Michael Anthony Oliva. I am the boss of this, and I am a boss that goes to the higher boss, and that's Jesus. So before I go, I'm going to end with a prayer, and then I'm going to say goodnight. I say God bless you, and I hope you all have a restful, restoring sleep. But during these 40 days of temptation, may the passion of Christ strengthen me. Strengthen me under the pressure of temptation. Strengthen me when principle is at stake. Strengthen me to do your will, my God. Strengthen me in moments of suffering, in times of loneliness, in periods of depression. Strengthen me that I may never swerve from you, dear Christ, nor weaken through human respect, through a desire to be popular, through a hope of social distinction. Strengthen me to accept my cross and carry it generously to the end. On the battlefield of life, stand by me that I may never prove a traitor in the ranks. Stand by me that I may not be dazzled by the glitter and the glow of the enemy camp. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Good night. Tune in next week. Next Sunday, second week of Lent. Loving it. I want to give a shout out to Donnie, my producer. Great man at BBS. We have started this revolution. This is only the beginning. God bless. Good night. Love you all. To my kids, you better be in bed. It's time for school tomorrow. Be good, man. God bless you.